Welcome to Hammer Dad!
Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby, Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Boys in the back, wide.
Good day to the back.
How are we doing?
Raldi.
What's up? I'm sorry, I was moving around some cameras. How we doing?
There you are.
Atta baby, Mitt. This guy's hooping pants on.
Hell yeah.
Can you get your hooping pants on camera or not?
I think I would have to stand on Foxy's chair, and I think I would break it.
That'd be dangerous.
I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't hate if you never wore those pants ever again.
Those pants do stink, dude.
But, hey, do you, pal.
Whatever. Hey, these pants are fucking sweet, and so are the Los Angeles Lakers. Let's go. Oh, yeah. We hit the mellow parlay last night, and you could even sprinkle in the Lakers dub. That was an awesome game to watch. NBA is sweet right now.
That game stunk, man. One game last night that was worth a watch, and it was Jokic burying the Heat.
That was awesome. I think I'm going to jump in tonight.
NBA?
Yeah, first night, see how it goes.
It's not the biggest night to go, Tony. What do you... You must have saw something.
No. It's just like... It's time. What's wrong, Paul? What did you say? It's just fucking camera not working.
Where the fuck's his camera?
I think...
He's malfunctioning.
He's glitching out. Is this lopsided? He's glitching out.
This fucking show, dude.
What the fuck, dude?
You look like a fucking prairie dog when you stick your head up out of the hole, dude.
What the fuck was that, man?
I'm so thrown off by the new camera angle.
What a legend.
You're awesome. You're fucking awesome. Congrats to the winners last night.
Thank you.
Everyone who had the Bears and the points, and everyone who took the boost.
Thank you.
It's a good boost. Fucking Nick hit
Steelers 1-13. Fryermuth touchdown. Pat went 2-0.
Najee first touchdown.
Najee.
Good night for the show.
What was your pick again?
Coins back.
I didn't have a pick.
Coins back.
And guess what?
Coins fucking back.
Steelers won. So me not making a pick.
Guess what, Tony?
Turns out it worked.
There was a lot of fuckery around that win, though.
Turns out it worked.
You have to admit, there was some fuckery.
Two things can be true. That might not have been taunting, and Cassius Marsh is a douchebag.
Hey, I don't know if you can say that.
I am not mature enough. I'll say this right here. I'm not mature enough to be attacked on the internet.
I love when you fucking get in there, though. As soon as you reply to one, I fucking just sit there waiting for you.
You attack me and the Steelers on the internet. I cannot see clearly that the refs may have been fucking the Bears a little bit. I'm not mature enough to do that. I will defend them.
That's big. That's huge right there.
Until the day I die.
That statement in and of itself is big of you.
Plus, I mean, I received no less than 1,500. How much you pay the fucking refs? I didn't pay them anything. Steelers didn't pay them anything. Turns out refs are just bad sometimes.
And I'm sure the Steelers will get fucked in some way horribly in the coming days.
You're not talking me out of fucking Steelers this weekend, pal.
Listen,
exactly what was going to happen, and that's what happened.
Don't even fucking try it.
And I fucking
don't even try it this
hate
weekend.
Hate the taunting rule. Just like everyone else hates the taunting rule. But when you make a sack on your hash.
Yeah, he did.
And you walk all the way over.
After celebrating already. Already celebrated. Did his spin kick, which was sweet.
Sweet. Very, very cool.
Sweet roundhouse.
Very, 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 very.
Tony Corrente said, hey, you got your shine. Enough's enough.
Enough's enough.
Enough's enough.
Hit me as you walk by.
He'll be doing Jags and Colts this weekend.
Tony?
Corrente, yeah.
Oh, so we can see him. I'm going to have to go to that game to see his antics.
Oh, yeah. I'll fucking go just to boo his ass.
Whoa, dude.
What, dude? Stand up for the shield. It's bullshit what he did to the league.
He's the only one that wears the shield on his hat, dude.
Yeah, he's fucking disgracing it. Baseball, dude. The refs ain't deciding games here.
Good cover for the Bears.
They do.
Good cover for the Bears. I did set a record last night on Twitter, so big night for me. I wasn't even tweeting during the first half either. I was, you know, just a nice little calm night.
Well, and first half, there wasn't really a lot to.
And then all the fucking tweets come flooding. I don't know why.
That was absolute chaos out of nowhere.
Why I get
that game. Like, that game was over. It was fucking...
Listen, to your point, though, for Lions, Steelers, what's the line? 8.5, something like that?
Yeah.
I hope and I pray, and if I know this team, like I think I know this team, I hope and I pray that they got the stinky out of the way last night and they take care against the Lions, but they also didn't lose, so it's still out there.
Well, the good news is that's not a primetime game, so you won't be forced to make a pick on it.
Correct. Nor would I ever.
Well,
nor
maybe.
Would I.
It's a gamble show.
Fins are up to 7.5.
Fins are up to 7.5. Yep. All right, so tonight, Mac, Shin.
Yep.
Not my favorite slate I've ever seen in the Mac Shin. I like tomorrow's. I don't know about tonight. Mac Shin, college basketball returns.
I mean,
how many games are tonight in college basketball?
There's something like, I swear there's close to 80. I mean, I got fucking...
How many picks do you have?
I have 20. Am I going to say every one? I mean...
You have to.
There's no need for this. No,
I don't know if you need to just rattle off 20 picks.
Nah, first night, why not?
Why not?
Fuck it.
We'll go through.
You're going to give me Oral Roberts, Chattanooga, Cleveland State getting points. I mean, who am I? Who am
NHL's back on the ice tonight.
Big slate.
Shout out to Coin.
Coin's back.
Coin is back.
Coin's back.
Never a dot.
Never
left. Gumpy doubted it, but.
No, we trusted it.
No.
Because Bob wasn't in there.
I knew you. That guy, you've been pumping his tires all along.
Spencer Knight, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a young guy. He's 21 years old. He's allowed to have an off night.
He ain't no big Bob, I'll tell you that much.
I feel like we have to get to this.
What do you got?
Phil from Oklahoma, what do you got?
What's up, boys? Hammer?
Don.
Hey, first of all, I just want to say I'm so sorry, Matt. I do appreciate your cover. Fantastic cover. Good job. I know KU kind of chose not to cover with that less than a minute, no field goal, go for it on 4th-and-2. Not a great idea. But I just wanted to say congratulations. Thank you so much for having me on the show last week. And I have some picks if you would like them, but only if you would like them, if you would have me back.
That's big you, Phil. Mitt?
Oh, you're letting me pick?
No. I'm saying, what do you accept Phil's apology?
Oh, no. I don't give a shit.
Oh, wait, no. What do you mean you don't give a shit?
Dude. I mean, like, thank you for calling. Actually, yeah, Phil, I do accept your apology. You thank you for calling in and apologizing.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry for any backlash you received from Mitt. Yes, we will listen to your picks.
Fantastic. Well, I would, let's see here. Let's go through it. So I have my notes this time. Last week I didn't have my notes in front of me. This week I do.
That's okay.
Baylor, Oklahoma, going to be over. 62.5, easy peasy. Both of those teams, their offenses are absolutely cooking. Neither defense has shown up every week, but sometimes they do show up. I still think that it's going to be crazy.
Okay.
I'm leaning Baylor with the points on that game. I don't know quite where I'm going yet. We'll have to wait later on in the week. KSU is going to have a rushing field day against West Virginia. However, I think West Virginia's pass offense can keep up, +6.5. At 7, I'm going to take it, but I'm just leaning at 6.5. 7.5, absolutely.
Phil, don't give us your leans. Just what you like.
Just the hard picks. Texas Tech, +10.5 and the under. I think this is going to be an absolute... just a defensive battle, kind of like ISU in Texas was last week.
Phil,
yes.
What's your favorite?
Yeah, let's go with the one.
Favorite
what's
big?
It's at
12.
Texas Tech.
Come on, huh? Phil.
It's at Texas Tech.
Phil, I plus retract my previous under 58 statement. And a half. I now do not accept your apology.
Oh man,
sorry, Phil, dude. No,
thank you, Phil. Good luck this weekend.
Jeez.
Good luck, Phil.
Listen, baby, Phil. I love people calling on the show.
Hell yeah.
I love people interacting with the show.
Hell yeah.
I love Phil, you know, apologizing, even though he probably didn't have to apologize.
I wouldn't have.
Not after what Mitt did to him.
The one thing the show does not love is you can't just run through the entire Big 12 slate on Saturday.
One or two.
One or two is good.
One or two. maybe a 3-4 game parlay, but let's get in, get out. Come on.
And this is, we've had focus groups, and this is what the focus groups tell us.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that we've got that out of the way, what were we talking about?
Good job,
I just saw him. I just saw it once to apologize, and I had to put him on.
Big Phil.
Love you, Phil.
Hi, baby Phil.
Speak for yourself, Tony.
Whoa.
Jesus. Where does your anger come from?
Where does your anger come from?
What do you have to be so upset about?
Huh, Mitt?
Something that I'm not saying into a microphone.
Whoa, okay. Whoa. Well, we just won't. Jesus. Jesus. Do we have any... you want to see where the money's at early in the weekend? You want to see where the money's at? 80% of the bets, 93% of the money's on the Ravens.
So, I don't know why I feel this way.
Fins.
This makes... Dolphins are going to win that game.
Okay.
There's no... If Tua plays... Actually, you know what? Even if Jacoby plays.
I like looking at the numbers earlier in the week because there's all less than like 5,000 bets. You get a good indication of where things are going to go. Bucks are getting 85% of the tickets, 85% of the money against the football team. Is that up to 10 yet?
No. Sorry, excuse me. Sir. Still 9.5.
I would assume where the money is, that's going to go over 10.
We forgot Atlanta-Dallas is a revenge game.
Oh, fucking. Oh, yeah.
Dan Quinn.
Dan Quinn revenge game.
Yeah.
Also, Greg Zuerlein did just get put on COVID.
Yeah, who cares?
Kicker problems, man. Fuck.
Also, safety revenge game.
Neil.
Thank you, Keanu Neal.
Keanu Reeves.
Lions are getting... 66% of the tickets, but the Steelers are getting 95% of the money.
9 is a lot.
It's quite a bit. Big news today. Nick Chubb tested positive.
Yeah, what's that at now?
He could be out. It's not confirmed yet for this weekend. Browns are +1.5
in New England.
Yeah, so really... 55% of the tickets, 55% of the money, Browns.
Patriots money line is the one for me.
Colts are getting 60% of the tickets, 90% of the money against the Jags. 10.5, right, still?
Yep.
In the revenge game, Falcons, 60% of the tickets. Cowboys, 82% of the money. Big discrepancy there. Titans are getting tickets and money.
Yeah, I would take... Titans money line, but that was earlier in the week. I don't love laying 3.
No.
Saints might be dead, though.
They could.
Saints might be dead.
I don't trust either quarterback, so I can't take the game.
Saints might.
Or maybe I will, though. I don't know.
Feels like everyone's going to bet the Titans that game.
Bills are getting tickets and money. People are expecting a bounce back there.
Against?
Jets.
Mike White?
Mike White is playing.
Hey.
You fucking go against Mike White at your own peril.
Yeah, I ain't doing that.
Chargers are getting 70% of the tickets, 99% of the money.
Yeah, I lean that way too, Tony. I really do.
Cards are getting 70% of tickets, 82% of the money.
Although Chargers can't stop the run.
No, they cannot.
And Dalvin Cook. Look
good. No, they cannot. Broncos are getting 60% of tickets, 80% of the money against the Eagles.
Do you worry about Sertan being out?
No, because the Eagles can't throw.
I saw a thing with Jalen Hurts' stats.
He stinks.
No.
Throwing the ball.
His stats are decent.
Throwing the ball?
Yeah.
I think he's the lowest completion percentage in the league.
No, his they did a comparison, his stats to Mac Jones' stats first, whatever starts.
McCorkle Jones.
Yeah. I saw that as well.
Yeah, what was
and
that?
The efficiency isn't the same. Mac is much more efficient, but Jalen does have good numbers when you stack him up overall.
Yeah. Where was that? Where did I see that?
All I know is, where did you see what?
That stat.
Let me pull it up just to make sure. Because I thought when I was going through that I saw that they are 29th in the league in completion percentage.
Yeah. I mean, he makes plays. I'm surprised they held tough against the Chargers, too. They are playing better.
They ran the ball almost 40 times against the Chargers.
Yeah.
Which was the way to go.
Yeah. Too bad they did it after they lost their best fucking running back.
Miles Sanders. I mean, Jesus Christ. Seahawks are getting 63% of the tickets, 90% of the money against the Packers.
Why is that? That's down to 3.5.
Down to 3.5? Do people think Aaron's not going to play? Maybe because what he said today. It's not positive.
That was already going down.
Chiefs are getting 63% of the tickets and 67% of the money against the Raiders.
I'm going to bite the bullet on the Raiders on that one.
And then Rams are getting heavy.
You know the Chiefs will cover.
Oh, yeah.
That's just how it happens.
Let's go to Maction tonight.
Yeah, there it is. Jalen Hurts versus Mac Jones, head-to-head, 9 games. Passing TDs, Hurts 11-10. Total TDs, Hurts 16-10. Interceptions, 7-4, Jones. Total yards per game, Hurts 275 to 240. Attempts, Jones 300 to 273. Passer rating, Hurts 91, Jones 89.
See, I was talking more about the completion.
Yeah, yeah.
Efficiency.
But, yeah. I mean, you can spin.
You can spin it however you want.
Whatever you'd like.
All right, tonight, Mitt, you got fucking Maction picks tonight or not?
Yeah, Tony, I'm taking Akron plus the 24.5. I think it's too much. I'm hoping and praying that they cover.
Okay, so there's three games tonight.
That's the only one I will not touch, Mike.
There's three games tonight, three games tomorrow. I like two games tomorrow. I don't love any tonight. If I had to go away, I think I'm also going to ride the Zips.
Oof.
All right, Mitt and I are both on the Zips.
All right.
Let's go.
Lock it in. Don't feel great about it.
We feel amazing.
Feel as if I should almost not make a pick to stay at the top of the
Maction. Don't fucking do that.
The Maction Mountain.
What did you like?
I'm taking Buffalo plus 7.5.
Okay.
Wow.
They're 6-1 ATS, their last 7 Tuesday games.
Oh, big Tuesday, guys.
You look at fucking...
They've owned the Mac the last few years.
Miami, Ohio, 2-8-1 ATS, last 11 Tuesday games. And... lucky for us, today is Tuesday. So I'll take the 7.5.
Okay.
And all stats and trends say Bobcats.
Ohio.
Yes. But you look at a 2-7 team a 6-3 team.
I know.
I will lay the 5.5 with Eastern Michigan.
Okay. So you went that way.
Yeah.
So when I was looking at it.
I mean, everything says to take Ohio. Everything.
Earlier.
But I can't get past 2-7.
Ohio runs the ball 40th most in the country, which out of 130 teams is not bad.
Yeah.
They're number 18 in yards per rush. Eastern Michigan is 108 in stopping the run.
Yeah.
So that's the angle I was looking at for Ohio. But on the other end, Eastern Michigan throws the ball 30th most in the country. They're 37th in yards per pass, and Ohio 90th in defending the pass. So neither of these teams can defend what the other do good. So however you want to look at that.
Yeah. It's Maction, baby.
And then Buffalo and Miami, if you look at that, where was it? They're pretty evenly matched as far as Buffalo's offense versus Miami's defense, but Buffalo's defense is 122nd against the pass and 112th against the run. So that's where, if Buffalo's defense shows up in any way, there you go.
It's all we need. It's all we need, my friend.
Is there breaking news?
Tony, you just talked me into taking the Ohio Eastern Michigan over 61.5.
Yeah, I mean, you knew I wasn't going to do it.
61.5?
Yeah.
It was 60.5 this morning.
Where is Eastern Michigan University? It's in Ypsilanti.
So there's an Eastern, a Western, and a Central Michigan all in the MAC. That's fucking confusing.
What do you mean? Why is that confusing?
That's a MAC, dude.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a dipshit.
Ypsilanti, Michigan, weather. Well, Mitt.
Not going to argue there, pal.
I don't know.
Tell you what, Mitt. 34 degrees tonight, 5-mile-an-hour wind, no precipitation.
Ooh.
That's good weather for an over.
Midi overs.
Okay, so that's what we're going to the MAC tonight?
That's what we're doing.
Okay. Let's go to the ice. 10-piece in fucking NHL games tonight?
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Speaking of NHL.
What do you mean? What the fuck?
Speaking of NHL, that's Hockey Talk tomorrow, 8 o'clock.
Tomorrow, 8 o'clock, youtube.com/that's
fucking hockey talk. We got a special guest again? Or?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything yet, but okay.
There is Rob Lins of Wayne Gretzky.
Really?
Yeah, the great one.
Gretzko.
It's Gretzky or Lemieux. Not positive which one yet.
Oh, hopefully
we haven't made a decision yet. We got to talk about it tonight.
Shout out the coin last night, Rangers.
Shout out the coin. Big game, needed it. The coin is back.
10 games tonight.
Coin gets a night off tonight. No coin tonight.
No coin tonight.
The Kings beat the Maple Buds?
They did.
Jesus.
That was the one I lost because I tailed the coin as well.
I am hearing rumblings out of the locker room in Vancouver.
Okay. That they're not as
okay,
bad.
Okay, this is important tonight because I was on this game night. What are we thinking?
The boys are buzzing.
Okay.
The boys are buzzing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stay away then.
What, you like the Ducks?
I was thinking about going to the Ducks, yeah.
You were taking Getzlaff.
Why? Getzlaff and Johnny Gibson, of course.
Oh, we got Guino's Hawks tonight?
But Yaroslav Halak is in net for your boys, the Canucks tonight.
Halak's in between the pipes?
Thatcher Demko gets the night off.
Fucking Thatcher.
All right.
But starting up in the Pacific Northwest, actually the game's in Vegas. I'm on the Kraken tonight, Tony.
Yes!
Jesus.
Kraken at Woo! Vegas, minus 104.
Kraken on the road? I thought we don't take the Kraken on the road.
We're taking the Kraken on the road in Vegas.
My source did just say, he said, without Demko and net, he doesn't feel quite as good about it.
Okay, we're back on the Ducks.
That's okay.
Ducks are plus 128 heading into Vancouver.
So I love that we're starting with the late games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 2:10 o'clockers, the Pacific Northwest games.
I'm going to take the
Ducks and the Kraken.
I'm going to take the Le Habitants.
Okay.
Got the Kings on a back-to-back.
Ducks, they do. Kraken, yeah. Nick, Le Habitants for Paul.
I'm going to take the Ottawa Senators plus 1.5 at even money against the Boston Bruins.
Ooh, I like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah. That's a good play.
So three road teams.
The Bees stink?
No, not stink. Just not as dominant as they have been in years past.
See, I was talking to Connor, and he said the Bees stink.
No.
That's probably what I would say to Connor, too.
No, he said the Bees stink.
Connor has...
He also said the Celtics stink and the Patriots stink as well.
Celtics kind of do stink.
Really? That's out of character for him.
He was saying it. From him. I don't know. I was just...
What are we thinking?
I was confused about it too.
Carolina, Tampa Bay.
Boy, this is going to burn me bad, and I really risk going like really in the hole here, but I'm going Carolina plus 105 on the road.
You are loving the road puppies tonight,
ooh.
Huh?
Have to. We'll go with the road favorite, the Florida Panthers, minus 142 at New Jersey.
Okay. The bounce Devils. Back. Bob's back in that.
And boy, oh boy, a lot of road teams tonight.
Is St. Bob Louis back in
Blues.
Is Bob back in that?
Bob, I believe, is Bob tonight.
I never fucking said that.
You said it, dude. I never said that bullshit, okay? I was pooping. Listen, that's bullshit. The Bruins are going to win the Cup. The Celtics are going to win the NBA Championship. The Patriots don't stink. They're probably going to get Odell. Sorry, Packers fans, Ty. He's not going there, buddy, okay? And I never said that shit, Tony. Don't you drag my fanhood through the mud, God damn it.
I'm sorry. Just wanted to hear your voice on a mic.
Bees are going to the fucking final. The Bees are playing tonight? Bet on the Bees. They're going to win 5-0. Don't listen. Don't bet against the Bees. And the Celtics, all that Ben Simmons bullshit, that's some hype boy Mitch shit. They called the Celtics, and Brad Stevens didn't even respond to him. They just hung up the phone. They're going to win the NBA championship. Watch it, Tony.
Thank you, Connor. Hope you had a good poop.
It stunk.
Where were we at?
I'm doomed here. I'm going with all the road teams. Florida Panthers on the road, minus 142.
Big road.
New Jersey Devils. And the St. Louis Blues, minus 102 on the road against the Winnipeg Jets.
LA Blues.
All right.
So it's Kraken on the road. Let's money recap. Line. Ducks on the road.
Kraken Ducks.
Money line. Blues on the road. Blues. Money line. Jesus. Panthers on the road. Jesus. Money line. Ooh. Hurricanes on the road. Money line. Senators on the road. Puck line.
Oh. Live by the gun, die by the gun.
I thought about that Oilers Red Wings game, but I'm going to stay away.
Dogs are traveling tonight.
This feels like a 1-5 type of night.
If he was on the Habitants.
Le Habitants.
Habitants.
Yeah, that's, I mean, they'll probably beat the
Habitants.
They'll probably beat the Kings 4-1, 4-0.
Mitt. Is that you saying what's up?
Yeah, what's up?
All right. What do you say we dive into fucking little NBA tonight?
I say let's dive into it.
Three games tonight.
TNT Tuesday. TNT Tuesday. I spoke about this last time. I got the game wrong.
Yes, you did.
Let's
start first game on TNT. Bucks at Sixers.
No Embiid.
No Embiid.
Embiid.
They looked bad last night, Tony.
That makes sense without Embiid.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bucks here. Minus the six. It was 6.5 when I took it. It was really just the 76ers looked really bad last night, and they're playing a back-to-back. I don't expect them to get any better facing the reigning NBA champs.
I'm going to be on this game, Mitt. I am. Oh.
It's hard. Sixers are the best team against the spread still this year. They've only lost two games against the spread.
Now it's gone down 5 points, which I don't love. I'm going to take the under 216.5. Bucks are 8-2 to the under. Philly's 8-3 to the under.
Oh, shit, Tony. It just went down one more point.
It's all right. Milwaukee is a favorite, 7-1 to the under. Philly is a dog, 4-1 to the under. What was that?
No.
Sounded like fucking Bula to me.
Sounded like Bula. Hey, Buddha. So I'm taking the under 216.5 in this one.
All right, I'll take that. And I was looking at that. I almost took that this morning, Tony, when it was a little higher. I'm looking at the over of 222.5 in the Atlanta Hawks at Utah Jazz.
Okay, so when I was doing my research today, I think I'm gonna take Utah.
The Jazz have been covering machines. I don't love the 8.5, and the Hawks have been kind of on a schneid here.
Yes, they're 0-7 as the away team ATS.
Yeah.
0-5 as a dog.
And it stinks. As a Trae Young fan, like I actually really like watching Trae Young play basketball and win games. It stinks watching them lose and just honestly kind of piss away his career.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm on Utah, and then the last game.
Where are you going, Tony?
So I have an angle here.
Come on, Tony.
What's the angle? I have an angle here. Portland played the Lakers on the 6th in LA.
Okay.
Now I don't have it confirmed if they went back to Portland or not, but if they stayed in LA, because they play the Clippers tonight, that's 2 days in LA. It's 2 days for those boys to go out in the town in LA. Clippers have been dominant the last few games. I'm going to take the Clippers minus the 2.5 or 3, whatever you're going to get it at.
Let's go, Tony. Me and you are on the same side on this one. I'm also taking the Clippers minus the 2.5. They've been rolling the last couple games. I haven't been on them, and that's my mistake.
Portland. If I could find out if Portland stayed in LA or not, that would really help.
Portland also does suck against the spread this year.
Yes, correct.
So far.
All that.
And LA has been actually really good as of late.
Okay.
They started out in a little schneid there.
Okay. All right, so that's what we're doing
in the association.
NBA. Okay. For the first time this year.
I'm looking at these lines. They have moved a lot.
That has been quite the theme of the week for college basketball.
Yes.
The lines have moved a lot.
If these are not the lines you are seeing, I apologize. I'm just getting back to these. I put these in last night.
So, yeah, that's not on you, dude.
Yeah.
Here's some line movement that we're just going to talk about today.
I mean, okay? Towson was plus 3 last night. Mm-hmm. They're now minus 3.
Well, here, Cal, opened as a pick'em.
Yep.
They're now minus 14.5.
So
Southern Illinois opened as a pick'em. It's now minus 6.
So nobody has any idea.
This
is fucking awesome. It's absolute chaos.
It's absolute fucking
chaos. Nobody knows. Dude. As our friend, Mr. Sherapan, says, Nobody knows.
Nobody
shit.
Knows. All right, let's just, you know.
You want me to just fucking fire off what I got?
Let's just.
Or do you want to hit on some of the big games?
No, no. Let's hear what
big
you,
games.
Let's, okay. Let's hear what you got.
Towson.
Okay.
So this was +3 last night at Albany. It is now -3 now. Do what you'd like.
It's great. Great. Towson's great school in Maryland. Going up to Albany. Okay.
George Mason.
Yeah.
-2.
Okay.
At home against Stony Brook.
Well, that doesn't seem right.
I like George Mason.
That doesn't seem correct.
UNC Asheville.
Yeah.
Catching 18 at UAB. That feels like way too much for Asheville.
It does. They yeah. normally have a good fucking squad.
George Washington.
Okay. Normally decent. A-10 school.
-5 at home versus St. Francis.
St. Francis of New York or St. Francis of PA?
New York.
Okay. Big difference there. I still like where you're going.
Let me double check that for you. George Washington. PA.
Okay.
The Red Flash.
See, now I like your chances better.
I do like that. The Red Flash is pretty sweet. Okay. I don't love going against the Red Flash. Iowa State, -14.5.
Against?
At home against Kennesaw State.
Okay. I believe Kennesaw State's in Georgia.
But. Yeah. Iowa State, I think, will be decent this year. Purdue, -21.5 at home against Bellarmine.
Okay. The Bellarmine Bears are a team that you don't want to see them in the tournament, but this early in the year.
Purdue's ranked very high.
Purdue's got a good squad.
Yeah. So I think they should blow
They should
out
cover
the
yeah.
A team I've always loved, I always bet on. Little Rock,
yep,
+7 at home versus South Illinois.
Okay.
I think Little Rock could win this thing, Tony.
All right.
Iona, -6 versus App State.
The Gales?
Yeah, I love Iona.
Didn't we love Iona last year?
Yeah, what's his name, coaches there?
Oh.
Yeah.
Fucking Petrino?
Petino? They should be ranked. They should be top 10.
I agree.
Cincy, laying 9.5 at home versus Evansville. I think Cincy wins this by maybe 20.
Okay.
Providence, -14 versus Fairfield.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland, I think Maryland is going to be very, very good this year. -21.5.
They just beat people on the fucking glass yeah. last year. So if they're playing a smaller school, who are they playing?
Quinnipiac.
Yeah. I mean, the Qs are always pretty good, but.
Miami, -15.
Against?
Kinesis.
Dude. Canisius.
Canisius.
It's Canisius. It's in, I believe, near Buffalo.
Yeah, they're not good. Miami's good.
They lost their football program.
I don't love this one. Marquette, -19.5 at home versus SIU.
Shaka, baby. He's going to fucking make a splash.
Shaka burned me last year. I had Texas win the whole tournament.
Okay.
Alabama, -11.5 at home versus LA Tech. Alabama was awesome last year. I think they'll be the same this year. Here's the big one.
Okay.
Kentucky catching 2.5 at Duke.
You're taking Kentucky?
Yeah.
They do have momentum.
Yeah.
Is this Coach K farewell tour?
This is it. First game. Duke could come out flying. The other big game I did stay away from, I have no idea what Michigan State is.
Yeah, I would just take the points.
With Michigan State?
Just because.
Against Kansas?
Just because.
Rock
no
chalk?
No rhyme or reason. Just.
Is that your first pick?
No. I'm not touching anything. Like
that. Tony's first college basketball pick, Michigan State +4.
No, I can't be on the same Book side it. As fucking Foxy this week. This is fuck Foxy week.
And then these last four is fucking right in my wheelhouse. The late night slate.
Yes. Cal State. We got any Cal States on the board?
Oral Roberts catching 12.5 at Colorado State.
Okay.
I love.
Bob Roberts was great last year.
Oh, unbelievable. Cleveland State. Another yes. team. Made us a lot of money last year. +14.5 at BYU.
Really?
Yes, sir. Oregon State. The Beavs. Hell of a run in the tourney yes, last year. -13.5 at home versus Portland State.
Ooh.
And then we end the night where we should always end the night. Chattanooga.
Yeah.
Catching 7.5 at Loyola Mary.
Okay.
Good fucking luck.
You're a wild man, dude.
I mean, it's the first night.
I fucking had a great time listening to that, though.
I had to get in. I went deep last night. I mean, there's no reason to pick this many games, but it's the first night. I'm trying to dial back the volume, but it is hard in college basketball.
This guy, fucking Gino Falcone, called me gutless for not taking anything. It's the first night of college basketball.
Yeah, what do you?
I have a pick tonight. I'm taking KU against Michigan State.
Oh my god, you're going against Tony's pick.
So I don't like throwing money away.
Well, he's
fucking buffoon.
Yeah, who the hell's betting?
You're on Kansas tonight, man.
Kansas basketball. I'll bet Kansas basketball all day.
Okay.
Is that Rock Chalk?
Oh yeah.
So Tony against Mitt tonight.
Spartans.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me the fucking Spartans.
There we go. Now that guy can't call you gutless.
I almost said something that would have got me thrown off air for all time. So, how do you block people on here?
I just never go on.
Well, I can go on and do it.
No, I got it. Okay. Fuck them.
Denzel Mims on the injured reserve. Tough. The Jets have a lot of weapons. Like when I was watching the game, I was thinking, like, they got some decent guys out there.
The New York Jets?
Yeah. Like they gave it to what's his name, Elijah Moore, on an end around. That guy's fast as hell.
He is. He was a very highly touted coming out of the draft. Fucking. What's his name? Why can I not think of his name? 84 from the Titans.
AJ Davis. Brown. Oh, Corey Davis.
Corey Davis.
Has he been doing much?
No.
Did he get paid? He got paid, paid?
No. No. No, he did not. He actually is one of the only top, I think he's the only top 10 pick that didn't get his fifth year option and picked up by the Titans.
No, but did he get paid decently by the Jets?
No. Oh, no. Denzel Mims just on the.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
COVID-19.
Covina?
COVID-19.
You got the cough.
He fucking coughing up a lung, Pat.
All right. Let's see if there's any boost tonight. Check out fucking boost. Kansas and Duke to win. Nope.
No thanks.
I like that one.
We got 3x2s in both NBA games.
Maybe 3x2.
Yeah, the Milwaukee game scares me. Me and Bill were talking about this one earlier. I don't really like that one. It's a little fishy. It's a little fishy 3x2. I like the other one, though.
McDavid and Pasta to fucking each score a goal. Plus 430.
Ooh. I don't mind that.
That's pretty tasty.
I don't mind that at all.
That is pretty tasty.
Yeah, let's dance with that. Plus 470?
Plus 430.
Oh, whatever. Fuck. I'll take it.
Pasta's been lighting it up like his usual self, but
fuck it.
The man is dangerous.
We got UFC this weekend?
Of course we got UFC this weekend, dude. Does the sun come up?
Lightning and Blues to win plus 270.
Oof. International break, so I assume you're good on footy.
Yeah, I'm taking some time to reflect.
Take some time to reflect, dude.
I don't love betting the internationals. I'll do it for like a major tournament, but I'm not big on World Cup qualifying. Just because, like, USA, Mexico, like, you go to El Salvador and some of those places, it's fucking chaos, dude. Absolute chaos.
I made five fucking picks today. What do people want?
It's never enough, Tony.
I hate people, dude. Not all people. I love most of you. Right, Nick?
You?
Yeah.
You hate everybody.
Yeah. Not like me.
Not everybody, dude. Not everybody. All right, tomorrow, more action. Yeah. More college basketball.
Yeah.
We are we're in the fucking thick of it now.
Yeah, we are fucking
NHL, in the weeds, NBA.
It is.
The algorithm spitting out picks for this weekend. We'll dive into college football, what we like, early tomorrow.
I don't hate the college board this weekend.
No, I got some stuff here.
I think it's going to be light NFL weekend for me.
I haven't even looked at it really yet.
I always lock in like Sunday night. I'll write down like four or five I like. I usually stick with them unless something changes. College on the same way.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. So much.
Iowa. Might be back on Iowa this weekend.
Oh, you want to go head to head?
Oh, you're on fucking...
Give me the snake oil this weekend.
Snake oil died when he signed that contract.
I don't know what I'm taking yet. All right. Love everybody. Syracuse. Thank you so much for listening and watching. At Hammer Down on Twitter and Instagram, youtube.com/Hammer
Down.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer
Down.